Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Darren.
Okay, let's start with the Raiders men's. We've just come off four games of T20s, and you got two from four. Not a bad result.
Yeah, look, we were pretty happy with the two wins, but very, very competitive in the other two games as well. So it could have been a little better. We sort of, you know, got right down to the wire in the two other games. Just didn't quite execute at the critical moments and didn't quite get over the line. But, look, we come away pretty happy with that, and we continue to build the confidence around the group in terms of being very competitive at this level.
Yeah, so when you say critical moments, do you mean with the bat or the ball or both?
A bit of both, yeah. A bit of both. You know, as you know, T20 cricket's a fickle game. It can be won in one ball or one over, and, you know, I think if you looked at the two games, there were some moments where we could have done things a little better. But at the end of the day, we gave ourselves the chance to win in all four games, and that was, I thought that was a really, you know, good performance by the group.
One of our local boys, Sam Omani from Devonport, I see did pretty well with the bat opening up.
He did. Look, thought that he's got a game that was very suitable to the power play in T20 cricket. A clean striker of the ball and can go from ball one. And, fortunately, he came off in that one game. Now we just need to continue to build on Sam's consistency, you know, with the bat and with the ball. So he's a clever bowler as well. So a work in progress, but doing really well.
Yeah, good for him. And how did your Hurricanes guy, Tim David, go?
Fitted in beautifully. Good player. Performed just about in every game, really. He was good with the bat, certainly, and provided us another option with the ball. So fitted into the group very well. We'll be interested to see how it goes now with the Hurricanes, if he gets a run there, because he looked very comfortable with us, dominated with the bat at times. So, look, yeah, good player.
Okay. So you're now going to 50-over cricket for a couple of weeks before Christmas. So starting off down there against South Hobart's Sandy Bay, which includes Alex Doolan. Last time you played him, he got 200.
He did, yeah. So it'd be a good challenge for us. We don't obviously have Tim David, and from the last time we played South Hobart Sandy Bay, we had Galvis and Steffi, and we don't have them either. So, you know, we need to find some people to step up to the mark. So it'll be a good challenge. But, you know, as I said at the start, we're probably playing a, you know, more confident brand of cricket now. We've got a pretty settled group. So we're not having to make a lot of changes. We're really putting some faith in the players that have put their hand up to play with the Raiders, and now they've got some consistent games. We're starting to see some good improvement. So we hope that trend continues.
South Hobart, they've also got a pretty good bowler in Gabe Bell as well.
Yeah, they have. You know, Gabe's a good player, first-class experience. So, you know, we need to be at our best. But, you know, look, what we've seen is players have been able to step up, and, you know, with that challenge of playing against better players, being able to improve their own game. So that's really an important part of this program. So,
yeah. All right. And then the following week, you're back at UTAS against Kingborough. We might talk about that game next week. Let's go to the women's program. So the girls have been playing T20s, but they're actually playing a 50-over game against Clarence, and that's at La Trobe this coming Sunday.
Yeah, look, sharing our games with the Northwest Coast, which I think is important as well, and the girls get to go up there on Sunday to play against Clarence. So, again, a good challenge for them. So, but I know the La Trobe with it would be good. The people up there are fantastic in supporting the Raiders. So hopefully this is the first of a couple of games we get to play up there, because it would be good to see the men up there as well. So the girls are going pretty well. Hopefully, they'll get some of their key players back as well. So it should be a good contest.
Yeah, so they'll have Corinne Hall, I guess, or...
Yeah, look, yeah. I'm not quite sure. I know she was carrying a bit of an injury, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, righto. Well, good luck to the girls. So if anyone wants to go along to La Trobe, you'll get some good women's cricket there on Sunday, right, all day. So for the men and the women, you've got, so, two more rounds of cricket before you take a Christmas break, and then I think the men come back after Christmas with some more T20s.
We do, yeah. I think January 9, and we're at UTAS Stadium again. So we'll play two games on that one day. Again, it's the triple header, if you like. So that'll be another good fixture for us back to some T20 cricket.
Thanks for having a yarn, mate. Good luck.
Good on you, mate. No problem.